I need you to talk into that Macklemore.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a fast food joint in your life?
It's been a long time.
Has it been a long time?
Couple hours.
Couple of hours.
I stopped at Taco Bell today, but I got a bean burrito, no cheese.
I really need you to hold up that microphone right into your wide open mouth.
Ugh, that's annoying.
You're annoying with your...
God, get a better mic. Why do I have to freaking kiss it?
Get a better voice so it carries easier. Tommy, people get in these fast food lines and they absolutely lose their minds.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, we're all waiting in the same line. Waiting, just waiting for regurgitated crap to be baby birded right back into our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And people just can't stand it. If they wait more than 2 minutes, it's like slow down and take a breath.
Well,
would
you know,
ya?
Everything else comes to them at the click of their thumb, so.
A click of their thumb.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to lose your mind, make sure it's over something worthwhile, like a hearty steak.
It never is.
Or maybe a rack of baby back ribs.
Not a Whopper Jr.?
Yeah. Instead, we lose our nuts over a McRib. That's what we cry about.
Are those bad?
One can only hope. So I was at the drive-thru at Burger King.
I knew you were at Burger King. That's why I said Whopper Jr.
Yeah. Oh, this is the most depraved Burger King in all the lands.
Really? Is it your first time there? They didn't know you by name?
No, this is the one I always go to, and there's always an international incident. Always, without fail. This particular time, I'm waiting in line. There's two cars ahead of me.
Uh-huh.
One is at the window paying and getting their order.
Uh-huh.
The other one is right behind that one.
Okay.
Okay. Am I painting a little picture? Happy
sure.
Little picture like Bob Ross for you?
Yep.
Okay. Suddenly, out of the blue, because the first car paid, then had to pull forward to the side door where they would run out this order.
Oh, their food wasn't ready.
It wasn't ready for them.
Okay.
So.
I hate when that happens.
We all advance one spot, you see.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, this RV comes tearing out of some backwoods area. Freaking parks diagonally in front of the car that's right beside the side door.
I'm waiting for the food.
Waiting for the food.
So the first car isn't the first car anymore.
It's not. There's RV right there.
It's being blocked.
He is Breaking Bad. That is what he's doing.
I was going to go with the Millers, but okay.
We are the Millers, all of us.
It's a great movie.
So this man bails out immediately. Like, I thought, perhaps, I don't know, something was wrong with his order, but how... I didn't see him in the drive-thru or go in. He just appeared out of nowhere.
Maybe the RV's leaking gas.
Is that why a man would into the BK?
Give me some of that bacon grease to fix my vehicle.
He's going to take all you guys out with him.
Yeah. So I find out later, when he comes out later, that he was holding a cup. He had to run in to get a drink refill. Like, from 3 days ago? I'm not sure.
So he just blocks the line.
He blocked that line. He had to hit up that special super-duper freestyle Coke machine, you understand?
So what'd the guy do that was waiting for his food?
They were just sitting there.
Oh, so you were the only one impatient in this? You and the RV guy?
No, everybody was impatient, trust me. Because RV guy, he had to have his concoction of Coke mixed with raspberry, mixed with vanilla, mixed with Sprite. We call that the Filthy Larry. He had to get that Filthy Larry and cut off all the traffic so nobody could move.
Mm-hmm.
So the diligent fast food worker walks out and gives the car that had been waiting her food.
Uh-huh.
That car can't go nowhere because RV's parked diagonally, like right there.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Meanwhile, woman behind her, she gets her order. She hesitates, doesn't know what to do. She's scoping the scene, I could tell.
So there's two cars. Oh, yeah, you said that.
Okay. I did. Gosh, pay attention.
I can't. I don't listen.
Connect
to you.
The dots. So this lady gets, she's, you know, kind of tapping on that brake, trying to turn out of that line. Isn't quite sure in her driving ability whether she can tear out of that line without rear-ending the vehicle in front of her.
Uh-huh.
Not sure. So what she does is she puts it in park, opens the door, gets out of the vehicle, walks to the lady in front of her, and throws her hands up in the air and is like, can you even believe what's happening right now? You know, it's a big, funny, comedic moment of life.
Oh, they're
here.
Laughing, though.
Oh, boy. What can you do in that situation other than laugh?
Oh, well, good for everybody.
Seriously. Because homie needs his filthy Larry.
So he finally comes out.
He finally comes out, you know? And he takes a little look.
Smiles at his victims.
Doesn't even smile. He's just holding his dumb cup with his dumb concoction. Gets into his RV and takes off.
Then everybody can leave.
Well, they shared a laugh before they took off. I'm just waiting for my food while they're just becoming best friends of all time here. You know, I'm like, get it going, ladies. Start the scissoring in the parking lot if that's what you need to do. But jeez. Come on, man. I mean, that lady gets out of that car, and she had the biggest lips I've ever seen. It was ridiculous.
I was just glad they weren't mad. That's really good. That shows me faith in humanity.
You know what? Speaking of big lips and what doesn't show me faith in humanity.
Mick Jagger?
Okay, yeah, I guess. What's wrong with him?
Well, probably
does,
a lot.
He does have big lips. He could probably survive a nuclear holocaust, I think.
Sure, just put his lips over his head.
Yeah, that would be his hazmat suit. Those lips have seen some things.
Oh, I'm sure.
Some unknown terrors that would make you shudder at night. But she had the biggest lips, and it reminded me that not too long ago, I saw a girl on online dating.
Uh-huh.
And we were a high match, and I thought about sending her a message many moons ago.
Okay.
And she was very attractive, and I kind of thought, kind of a little bit hoity-toity, a little too rich for my blood.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I saw her pop up again recently with the same exact photo she had in the first place. I'm like, oh, let's check out this sitch again, you know? Let's see what's going on there. And I scroll through pics, and I stop, and I look, and something really made me aghast.
Uh-oh.
Like, I think she decided to put some Botox in those lips all of a sudden.
Really? They've gotten bigger.
They consume pretty much her entire face.
Maybe she got stung by a bee.
Maybe she's allergic to peanuts. Mm-hmm. We can only, you know, imagine. She's like, let me take this selfie while my face is dead and bloated.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. But so I scroll furiously through the rest of the pics. Sure enough, big old stinking lips ruining her face, her otherwise gorgeous face. It was perfect before. What'd you do that for? You know, she went from Real Housewife of Sexy Beach to
Steven Tyler,
the nightmare on all the Elm Streets. Just the grossest thing. I'm like, women with big lips, why do you get that Botox? Think you're going to catch a man looking like a gross Venus flytrap? Is that what you think? Is that what's going to happen to you? Oh, my God. And then one of the pictures with her big lips, she's on a horse. Probably a ride-or-die horse there, you know?
She shouldn't have got those lips. She missed out on all the Randy.
She missed out on me.
She dropped the chicken.
She did drop the chicken because she settled for that horse. A real Bonnie and Clydesdale right there. They're all PICs right there. Partners in crime. Oh, my God. Let that be a moral to this tale. Did you catch the moral?
Don't mess with your lips.
What? Are you serious? Is that what you got from all of this?
Mm-hmm.
What I got from all this, what I'm trying to tell you, the listener, from these two tales twisted together is, drop that beat, D-Boy. Put it in.
We're drinking summer shandy on Thursday. We so motherfucking out here though. We never been this out here. Woo!
Life's so strange when it's changing your sleep.
Skinner. Whacker the intro, the hotter the verse every time, baby.
Working like a working man do. Got my act together, gonna walk all over you. Pressure pushing down on me, pushing down on you. Shit, let's raise the roof. Woo! About time, it's the era of the rebels. Cloud nine in the air up in the vessels. Generation fearless, got a taste for weirdness. Flow on fire, that's the way my beard is. Hard times, jump starting to grind. It's all good, y'all. Things fall apart sometimes. Let it go, let me know when you're ready though. Don't push me, cuz until the edge I'm close. When the time comes, ride for something. Or live to be nine and then just die for nothing. Speak their heart, your baby, speak their mind. And I'ma play their part and I'ma freak that rhyme one time for you. Rhyme one time for you. I'm an island, man. There ain't nothing else by me, man. And I drink enough whiskey to float a battleship around this bitch any motherfucking how. Wow.
Welcome to the Miserable Retail Slave Show. We're coming to you from the Pod Shack outside beautiful Flint, Michigan, USA. My name is Randy. Tommy is over there.
Yeah, kind of.
You're kind of over there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you all right, buddy?
I don't know. I just slammed in half of energy drink.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of jittery.
You kind of look like a real sickly Edgar Allan Poe over there.
Oh.
You have the look of a creepy poem about you, you fucking raven.
Nevermore.
See, that was a literary joke for all you folks. We try to give you all some learning, huh?
Yeah.
Boy,
all levels, from actually very stupid to intellectual.
Yeah.
So it's good.
I really didn't fade that out like a radio profesh that time.
You'll get it one of these days.
Who gives a single F, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We are the Miserable Retail Slave Show. This is season 5, episode 21.
Is it now? Wow.
Episode 176 overall, if you're keeping track at home.
F my friggin' life.
F my friggin' life. I am such a pile of something over something or other over here.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Seems like you're setting me up for a tale.
Sure.
Sure. This is going to be a struggle because I started. I rejoined the morning class today.
Uh-oh.
You know, you ever heard of this morning class?
First shifters?
Oh, what a thing, this getting up in the a.m. and going to a place you absolutely loathe.
Oh, now you know why I'm always yawning.
Do you, have you ever heard of this? Do you ever experience this in your everyday life, people?
5 to 6 days a week.
5 to 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
But you like what you do. You flash your little tattoos.
No, I don't.
And do the truffle shuffle all over the place. And
I hate it.
Tell some tales and make some friends, kiss some babies, shake some hands. That's what you do.
No, I don't like it.
You don't like it. What would you rather be doing than that?
Oh, come on, Randy.
Drumming in your backwoods country sodomy band? Give me a break.
Well, that's true, but what else would I be wanting to be doing? Come on, Randy. What am I aiming for here?
I don't know.
The podcast forever.
Yes, finally. That's all I've ever wanted to hear. I might cry now. This morning class, I just don't like these people anymore.
Really?
I can't stand. I know it's very hard for you to believe that I would hate people, but I kind of hate people.
What they do now?
Well, these people in the morning class, they're always driving 30 miles per hour above the average speed limit.
Oh, really?
Because they're just a huge frantic mess.
Yeah, spilling their coffee and their tie and everything.
Oh my God, they're in such a hurry to get into their favorite parking spot. If they don't get that parking spot, their parking spot they park in every single day, their entire day's thrown out of whack.
Oh yeah, sure.
Right. They can't adjust.
I agree.
If you don't get that regular parking spot, somebody takes it, you might as well just fling yourself into a fucking ditch and wait for the vultures to come.
I have a favorite elliptical at the gym.
Oh, what happens when somebody's there? You fret and stew about it, don't you?
I do get mad.
You can't pump your arms furiously like the average housewife then. Because Mindy's up there pumping away.
Fuck Mindy.
Losing a couple calories. Making sure those hips are nice and firm for Edward, her dumb accountant husband.
Edward and Mindy. Yeah, that's probably
true. You like that? I can't stand these. They're just, everyone with their stupid hair and their morning routines. I can't function without my cup of coffee.
I can't.
Morning workplace humor. Hate that as well. Yeah. You might as well stuff that in a sack and send it sailing.
You're above all that, huh?
I'm so completely above all that. I saw a woman today, this very day, this day in history, 2017. Mark it down on your calendars, folks. Take out a Sharpie, circle the date, write these notes down. I saw a woman today, and her face was all made up like she was a work of fiction.
Uh-oh, what's that mean?
She had the makeup all over her face. Like she was a figment of my imaginarium.
Hmm.
Yeah.
She had the thick eyebrows?
Oh, she had the thick eyebrows. She had the eyeshadow. She had the lipstick. Oh, my God. I appreciate all the effort you put in to look nice for that computer screen or phone screen you're going to be staring at all day long. They appreciate Skynet loves you for it, you beautiful, made-up, fictional creature. God, it's like everybody's rushing around. They have no idea. They're like James Franco in that movie where his arm is trapped under the giant rock.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, and then they go insane and gnaw their arm off because they don't know any better.
What?
Because they have a huge Dwayne Johnson on their arm. You never saw 127 Hours?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Watch it. It's based on a real-life tale of James Franco cutting his arm off.
Ah.
Ugh, it happens. Sometimes you got to do that when you have a Dwayne Johnson on your arm. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you giggling like a school marm for?
I don't know. I'm like shaky. I'm fuzzy. I feel I'm fuzzy.
Oh, weird Tommy's in full effect tonight. He's all... You're not coughinated.
I might be having a heart attack. I'm not sure.
Sweet. That's good for the ratings if I can call the CPR ambulance right? People to resuscitate your dying corpse.
Maybe I'll just start seizuring out.
Can you?
I don't know. I'm going to work on it.
Oh, I hope you do.
Anything to get out of here.
Man, if you break it out into a flop, I will so put that shit on YouTube. I'm like, this is the new dance craze. Do the Tommy. And it's just you, just your body shaking the life out of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm mean.
No, that'd be great.
Kind of a bully.
No, that'd be great.
Kind of a bully. Tommy, I've been doing this online dating for a long time.
Yeah, I remember.
I've got some huge news.
Okay.
Breaking news.
Really?
The biggest news.
You gave up?
No, never.
Oh, sorry, ladies.
Why would I tap out? Or am I a UFC fighter?
Yeah.
What am I, a Conor McGregor that I'm too tired to take a punch?
Yeah, maybe somebody should just tell you to stop.
Maybe somebody should just take me aside, put their hands on my shoulder and say, no.
It's over, kid.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. And then I break down in tears and wither into a husk. So we'll get to the big news in a minute.
Okay.
Can we?
Sure.
Sure. Why not? You have no say.
I don't.
Or gumption. You're just over there quivering like a square little bunny.
Yeah, apparently. I'm a little weird tonight. That's okay. I'm digging it.
You're digging the weirdness. It's with the sickness.
It's kind of a buzz. Wow. Ooh,
What are you doing that for? What was that noise? That was weird. So I found this list of, I said that, I got real emotional there for no reason at all. I goes, I found this list of weird online dating sites.
Oh, that's weird.
It is very weird. And I investigated each one to make sure they still exist in this regular world. Obviously I signed up because who better to try all these weirds out than me, you know?
Why not? Give it a shot. Give it a go. Shoot your shot.
Come on, chicky poos, line up. I'll date your weird asses. So this is the first one I found. This is, these aren't made up. This isn't a bit. These exist in real life. The first one is called Settle for Love. Settleforlove.com. Their tagline is, imperfection is beautiful.
Oh, a little SFL, huh?
Yeah, imperfection is beautiful.
Nope.
No. You got a third eye. I won't settle for that. I got to draw the line somewhere, right? Isn't that only a proper? I mean, should I date a bearded lady? Does it make me shallow if I don't?
Yeah, a little bit.
Does it really?
Sure, why not?
Why are you rubbing your beady eyes? Are you dying for real?
Maybe.
God damn. I need you to get with it real quick.
I'm here. Kind of.
Their tagline on their site. This is how they sell themselves. The good and the bad. Upload first a good picture of yourself. Then upload a bad picture of yourself. Enter pros, your positive traits, and then enter your not-so-positive traits.
Hmm.
A real column creator right there. The goods and the bads.
You didn't do this?
I didn't do this. I'm only good.
For love?
I'm only beautiful. I'm only pro, baby.
Yeah, I could see that.
I could see that, too. I'm above all that.
Mm-hmm. I could see you thinking that.
No, I know that. Mm. It's a well-known fact all the beautiful ladies love me. It's also a well-known fact I find several ways to screw it up each and every time. These facts cannot be debated. Number two.
I love it when people think it's just mistakes. It's like, oh, I screwed that up.
No, it's me. I'm a fatal flaw. My entire character should be called into question. I'm an entire Shakespearean play of a person. I'm all the Oedipus that's not a Shakespearean play.
I just like, it's not you really, but I just like the whole fact that guys will be like, man, I fucked it up, man. It couldn't have just been that she didn't like you. That couldn't have been it. You had to go out of your way and screw it up.
In my case, yeah, usually. In my case, yes.
Hey.
Solely my case. Everyone else, they don't know what's up. Number two, and this one kind of makes sense to me. I understand why this one exists. It's called Hi There.
Mm.
Hi, H-I-G-H.
Oh.
Online dating for marijuana smokers. It's a dating app that's been referred to as the Tinder for weed.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. You into that kush, Tommy?
What if you went out?
This is the place for you.
What if you met somebody and you guys went out and like 3 hours into your date, you realized that you dated them last week and you didn't like each other?
Yeah. They got the wrong type of Doritos. I hate Cool Ranch. They got those for the munchies. I'm like, nah, bruh.
I have a confession that as I was saying that, I realized that Ari Shaffir has a joke that's kind of like that.
I don't know who that is. He doesn't matter.
You don't know who Ari Shaffir is? Oh, my God. You're an idiot.
We're the only podcast in America, and you're the only comedian. It doesn't matter. Right?
Ari Shaffir has a joke that you ever...
Well, you have to say his name right.
It's Ari Shaffir.
You said Ari Shaffir earlier. Which is how it's properly pronounced.
Oh, well, whatever.
Now you're saying Ari Shaffir.
He's like, you ever been 48 minutes into an episode of Law and Order, and you're like, I've seen this one before. It's a really good show.
You adapted it to your own use. You didn't even have to call attention to the fact that you it was completely different. Now you just outed yourself as a cover of Ari Shaffir.
No, because I never do that on stage. I mean, parallel thinking happens all the time. It's a natural occurrence in everyday life.
You're weird, real weird tonight.
Yeah, I'm a psych major. That's what happens.
Okay. I hope you pass out and choke on a field full of gravel.
Not again.
The founder came up with this idea after the matches he got from other dating services was turned off by his smoking habits.
I like how he just says, hi there. Like,
hi there.
That was the big in the little think tank that they did. That was all they came up with.
Well, yeah, it was between bong rips, and they're like, yeah, I know what'd be cool, hot chicks that smoke marijuana. Yeah,
and let's just call it hi there, but with a GH.
And they all sound like Bill and Ted having an excellent adventure. Sure. In my mind, number three, pretty ridiculous. This one, I think.
Oh, and like the last two weren't.
Yeah. You can go to glutenfreesingles.com for all your gluten-free singles, you know? Because, you know, you glutens got to you got to stick together there, you glutens do. I mean, those real bread eaters are just nonstop gluten. You can't be a part of that.
Well, at least they can go together and have a gluten meal, and then they can be like, you got to go, don't you? And then they won't be embarrassed.
They won't be embarrassed.
Because they both have to blow their pants up.
Because those who consume gluten are just animals. I mean, non-glutiners can never mix with glutiners because they just won't understand.
Right.
They don't understand our lives. We got to be gluten-free, and that's the way to be.
Ah, fuck them.
Fuck the gluten. That's a made-up myth, and you're weird. How about that? I'm tossing that
some people claim it's...
Someone's right. Typing an email right now. No, I got diseases. Yeah. I hate your diseases, okay? I'll hug your diseases and bless them and make them go away, okay? Number four, Gothic Match, online dating for goths.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a dark one,
Did you paint your face and make a profile?
Yeah, well, I painted it real white with black down circles. And then I hung upside down from my ceiling like I was a scary Batman.
Mm.
According to this site, it's been the number one social networking community for gothic singles and friends since 2001.
Probably the only one, isn't it?
Oh, that's a long history of crying dead apathy.
Yeah, wow. Why are they looking for love? They actually believe in it?
Yeah, do you even believe in it? Do you have time amongst your day of dread to consider the conception of love even?
They have to sacrifice a goat and drink its blood, and that's like...
I mean, aren't you too busy just woeing yourself to go online in the first place?
Do you have to like have a typo negative tattoo to be considered for the site?
I would think so. You got to know the history of Morrissey front to back.
Morrissey wasn't goth.
He was emo.
Emo, yeah, I'll give you that.
That's part of it, too. They have an emo subculture in this site, too.
All right.
So if you're all boohoo emo fucks out there, this is the one for you.
What's it called?
Gothic Match.
Gothic Match.
Yeah, if you're into your girls looking like a corpse bride, hey. Hey, dead girl, hey. Right. This is for you.
Not smiling or showing affection at all.
Yeah. If you like your girls wearing spiked dog collars and cutting their dogs, then this is what you need to do here.
Have you ever heard of the band Brand New?
Yeah.
Okay. They were once my favorite band for a while, and
once upon a time
me and Abe Falcon went to the Warped Tour, and as we did every year, and we were at the meet and greet for Brand New, and there was a gothic girl in front of us, and Jesse Lacey, the lead singer of Brand New, was like, "Hey, what's up?" And she just glared at him, and he was like, and he looked at me and Abe Falcon, and then he looked back at her, and he pounced at her, and he and she didn't do anything. And he kept flexing at her, and he's like, "You want to go? Want to fucking go?" And she never made a reaction.
She just kept the same.
She did.
Blank, sardonic expression.
Signed her CD and looked at me and Abe, and like, "What the fuck was that?"
Like, this universe is a burden to me, and you're in my way.
It was great. He like flexed at her and want to go, and she was not reacting.
I like your music, but I hate it at the same time. Right. Therefore, I'm neutral.
Sign this.
You intimidate me right now, and yet you don't. Yeah. Therefore, you don't exist.
Why did she want his autograph if she hated him so much? I don't get it.
Oh, I don't know either. Why do the buffalo roam? Why do the gothics roam?
Yeah.
To suck your blood like a vampire. Mm. A vampire, apparently. Number five, uglyschmucks.com.
Oh, there's one for you, Randy.
This is my cup of tea. This is online dating for ugly people.
You're not the poster boy for this?
All you uggos. This is straight from the damn website here. Why ugly dating? With ugly dating, you can date ugly people who know exactly how you feel.
Because that's what ugly people want, another one of them.
Yeah. They can relate to you in ways a non-ugly person could never understand. I almost feel like this site's almost more shallow than a regular online dating site.
Right, for real.
Like, I'm so ugly. This is my only hope.
What if you put in your picture and it just comes back not ugly enough?
Not ugly enough. Do better. Get yourself a scar. Poke out that eye. Pull out some teeth.
Go to match.com. What are you doing?
Get some acid burns. Then talk to us, please.
Go to Settle for Love. Get out of here.
Yeah. You might be a match for gluten-free singles, okay? Ugly schmucks only have the ugliest uggos of them all.
Did you search through that site and look at the ugly ones?
I saw the front page, and of course, there on the front page there was a bunch of dudes that weren't that ugly. And I'm like, they're just looking for sex.
Right.
What a great idea. There was, I shit you not, on the front page, there was a dude with like a 12 pack. I'm like, come on, guy. I know what you're doing.
Like Tinder. He's already ran through the Tinder.
Yeah. He's like, this is the unconquered frontier. All these girls will want me for sure.
Easy. Easy targets. Huh?
Easy uggos.
That's what it should be called.
Yeah. As if this entire list wasn't bad enough.
Uh-oh. Saved the best for last, did you?
Well, there's two more.
Oh.
But this is probably my favorite one of them all. Mullet passions. Yes, mullet passions.
That's stupid and made up.
It's not stupid or made up. And it exists. People have a passion for mullets, Tommy.
They have six members.
Oh, there's... Take a walk outside in the real world once in a while.
I don't see that. I don't see too many mullets anymore.
There's a lot of mullets running around in the wild. You need to... You just surround
your... You should go to more civilized places, Randy.
Yeah, you just need to go into the wilderness once in a while. You'll see a bunch of mullets roaming the earth. It's crazy. Go to Bertucci once in a while. You'll see a mullet.
There, when I worked in Flint, there was a guy that came in that looked exactly like Kenny Powers.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he'd come in all the time. It's great. Oh, it was awesome.
I mean, it's true that mullets have become an endangered species.
Yeah.
There's scientists out in the wild that are tracking them and tagging them for future research so they don't completely go extinct.
Yeah, they were all the rage about 15 years ago.
Yeah, anytime you see a mullet in the wild with an earring, they've already been tagged. So, I mean, so if you get all heated from those sexy, sexy mullets.
What's it called?
Mullet passions.
Mullet passions.
Yeah, just, I want you, I just hope they don't have a mullet below the belt.
Ooh.
Oh, goodness, one of those... Horse tails going on there. Hey. Hey, nay, hey.
That was your favorite one? I like the gothic one better.
There's one more.
Okay.
It's called Diaper Mates.
Oh, that's not right.
Online dating for adult babies. Come on now. Come on. You don't like that one?
Adult babies.
Hey, diaper baby, hey. You don't like that? Oh, Tommy, you just...
People that like to shit themselves.
You just put too many... Maybe they like to smell like baby powder. You ever think of that?
Well, they don't have to wear a diaper to smell like baby powder.
You just put too many restrictions on love.
Yeah.
Love knows no bounds. Sometimes love wears a diaper and shits themselves.
Well, maybe you should settle for love, Randy.
You would think so, but I can't. I just can't bring myself to sink to your level just to just settle for love.
Uggles.com or whatever
How
it is.
Dare you? It's mullet passions or nothing.
Mm, you don't have a mullet.
Well, I'm going to have to grow one in order to fit in.
Yeah.
I have to.
You look. Yeah, I could see you with a mullet.
Could you?
Yeah.
Wake up from your dream. It's never going to happen. So I had a... here's the big news. The huge news.
Oh, I already forgot.
The greatest announcement one ever had.
Oh, how could I forget?
I have a brand new girlfriend.
What?
Who already left me. How about that?
What happened?
It was a whirlwind romance, you see.
I guess. All 6 hours.
All 6 hours of it. I'll never forget it.
You did text me and tell me you had a new girlfriend.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, people, when I say girlfriend, I'm not being... That's our hip slang for being clever folk here. I'm not a complete psychopath.
That just means some girl that Randy had messaged on a match.com and she messaged him back.
Oh, I was so excited too.
Was it Match?
No, it was on Plenty of Fish.
Oh, look at that.
I was so excited. I was so happy.
How'd you drop the chicken with this one?
Well, so I messaged her. Her name is Gadget.
That's what happened.
No. Her name is Gadget. By the way.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Gadget.
Real name?
No. We go by nicknames here, folks.
What's your nickname?
What's my nickname?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What's your nickname?
On the online dating sites?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, guys, and I recommend this because it works out well for me. You have to have a name that sticks out.
Oh, no. What's your name?
What do you think my name is?
Randy.
It's not. That's dumb. If you go onto an online dating site and your name is Michael Five, then you're an idiot.
Is your name Wicker Squid?
No, it's not Wicker Squid. I'm not going to tell
AOL
you.
Name back in the day.
I'm not going to tell you what my name is. But
Why?
Because you think you're above everything, and I'm sick of it. No, it works out well, so I don't need you pissing on it.
It's probably something stupid anyway.
Oh, it's completely stupid, but people love it. People love it.
Oh,
sounds hot.
Like
people
it.
Love it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
All your girlfriends.
Not some of your ilk on uglyfriends.com or whatever. So, yeah, I sent her a message. Her nickname is Gadget because it was it was filled with Inspector Gadget references.
Oh, wow, that's weird.
No, if you read the profile, it makes sense.
Okay.
Don't say it's weird. Your entire life is weird. Don't.
Well, yeah, but
throw shade at this way. In a good way.
Good weird. Good weird.
Yeah. Good.
I can't even say it.
Doug Goodweird.
Armchair
producer Doug Goodweird.
Yeah, he's been around a little bit, hasn't he?
Yeah. So, I sent her a message. It's the first message I've sent in, I don't know, it's been a long time because I just kind
of. I
was out of the game for a while.
Well, Laura took you down.
Oh, how dare you? She's my best friend of all time. So we were messaging back and forth, and it was going pretty well.
Okay.
And this girl is obscenely attractive.
Okay.
And she seemed to have a good personality.
Uh-huh.
And I think I kind of dropped the ball.
Why? What'd you do?
Well, this is what I did. You know, sometimes guys, when they're on these online dating sites, they're like, hey, girl. You can call me Spider-Man. Want to see my Peter Parker? You know, they think they're real clever. Not me. I'm trying to be a sincere, real-life boy.
Oh, God.
So we were talking back and forth, and she had mentioned she enjoyed the gambling.
Oh.
And I mentioned that occasionally I go up to this particular gambling place.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, I was there yesterday, and I'm going up there next weekend because my mom got me a room. Maybe you should go up there next weekend.
Oh, wow. She asked you out.
See, do you think that's what happened?
Sounds like it.
Because I wasn't quite sure if she was playing or just being flirtatious or...
It sounds like she wanted to meet you at the casino.
So I kind of made a little joke about it and... Kind of didn't blow it off because I wasn't sure if she was serious or not. And then after I sent the message, I realized, oh, shit, you should have asked for her phone number in that message. That's what you should have done because I think she was, you know. And so that's when I wish that these online dating sites have a dumbass button where you can press the dumbass button and it retracts your previous statement from the universe.
But why couldn't you just send her another message asking for a number?
Well, because if you send too many messages all at once, you look like a big freaking creeper.
Yeah, but if you send two.
Yeah, you still might look like a big creeper.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I waited a while. Here's the thing, though. Like, I feel like knowing when to accurately...
What'd you say back to her?
Just shut up while I talk. I feel like I told you what I said. I said I kind of made a joke of it. And
yeah,
then,
what was the joke?
Oh, don't you worry. I said, yeah, maybe I should meet you up there, smiley face. And then something else.
Oh, changing you don't want to tell us all.
I don't remember, and it's irrelevant.
Okay.
Before I punch your weird face out.
So you think just because you didn't ask for her phone number, you ruined everything?
Possibly.
That doesn't make sense.
It makes perfect sense.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because I feel like you need to be able to expertly and accurately know when to ask for a phone number. This is a Mission Impossible situation here.
Okay.
I swear to God it is. I'm not an expert marksman when it comes to these things. I'm not a phone number assassin. I can't just pick these things out of the air.
So she hasn't written back at all?
No. So it had been a day.
How long were you guys talking for?
A few days.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
It had been a day and she didn't respond. So I'm like, well, fuck. Because I was waiting for her to respond back and then I was going to ask her for her phone number. So then I'm like, well, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, sure. Shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot. 2K17. That's a game I'm playing. Don't wait that out. Hashtag. So I sent a follow-up message. saying that I would absolutely love to meet her. I didn't say love. I don't remember what I said. I would like to meet her.
Did you say you're smitten?
I didn't say I was a smitten kitten. Meow, meow. Sure didn't. No, my whiskers weren't a twitching. I didn't say that either. So I sent her a message, and I'm like, may I have your phone number? And I said, well, you know, here's my Facebook profile if you're not comfortable with that. Here's my phone number if you just want to text me. Whatever you want to do.
Yep.
That's what I did. I put it out there.
Yeah.
That was yesterday. Still no response.
Somebody else is up at the casino with her, it sounds like.
Well, the day hasn't come yet, no.
Yeah.
But now I feel like the big scuzz of Normandy. I do, because now I feel like a creep, because I'm like, here's my phone number. Can I have your phone number? Now I feel like a douchebag.
No, you're all right. You didn't do anything wrong. It's her fault.
This is why the bad guys get all the gals, because the gals can always smell the fear on me like I'm a quivering rabbit.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. The bad boy, they're like, oh, he's just a nice man that does all the crimes. I'd like to toss him all that infinite sexual pleasures because he's just somewhat misunderstood.
Yeah, you know? I think you're probably right.
I think I'm probably right, too.
Mm-hmm. It's not a new thought.
It's not a new thought.
We're not breaking ground over
here. Not breaking ground.
You're like, you know what? I think girls like bad boys.
I think they do.
Better call everybody and tell them.
Yeah, some dude's going to go up there to the casino, and they're going to start playing the hot machines, the slot machines. And, you know, the guy's going to – because anytime a guy plays a bad guy plays a game with a girl, he's always trying to twist it around in a way where he eventually sees the girl's nipple. That's the ultimate goal. Somehow I'm going to – oh, if you get double cherries, then I get to see your bra. I'm just joking, though, but really. That's what guys do. They're the worst people.
I don't think so. I really don't. I don't think that's
it. Oh, you're right.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
you're
I'm
right. Guys don't like boobs. I gotcha.
I think that character that you just made up was over-embellished.
Oh, I over-embellished a douchebag. Those poor creatures. Man, I apologize. I will write an apology letter to the Douchebag Association of America, and I hope all your bros out there don't stop slapping your high fives, chugging your Monster energy drinks, and watching your UFC just because I just made fun of you. Guys, I'm so sorry.
There are people out there like that. There are, you know.
Well, you just shotgunned me right in the face when I just said it, so.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I think, never mind. I'm abort.
Well, that is a questionable subject to bring up. Very topical and political, whether to abort or not, Tommy. I'm questioning your entire judgment right now.
Yeah, well, I always question my judgment, so welcome to the Tommy train.
Oh, my God, you're a weird man today.
Choo-choo.
What are you doing over there? Why are you chewing on your knuckles?
Cocaine.
Oh, God. You better get yourself together, goddammit. We're going to take a quick little break. You're listening to Mystery Rebel Slobs. Skirt, we in the freezing cold. Car hard coat, Timberland boots, no joke. Splabow! Fuck, I get what haters say. All I did was stay the same. Cut the fat, came to rage. Cut to black on the crazy train. In wheels off. My dope in, let my scalp peeled off. Skills saw with the pen, I'm raw. Don't doubt D boy. Y'all gon' learn about that boy, he go hard. Wallace. 10 haters got 10 wallets. I came broke and I left ballin'. That's no joke, and that's George Carlin. I'm ill. Ain't that a fact? The pit boy, I kick it like Pack-a-Lack. We the rap pack, you a pack of rats. Get packed in the crack like, oh, snap. Kush packs, cracker packs. Blowing up to the track collapse. With a white girl with the fattest ass. Break the ice, you catch a bash. Yeah, fish in the barrel. Hood hippie apparel. See me on the beat like Christmas and Christians with carols. And it's the radical, tactical, magical, sagittal. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the sausage. Do us a favor, give us a 5-star positive iTunes review on the iTunes.com. That's D-Boy, by the way, singing Super Dank. He provides our theme song called High Times. Check him out on the SoundCloud while it still exists.
Right.
Also, search us on Facebook.com. Your stupid face is already in that book, I'm sure. So point that internet device straight at our Facebook group, Search Miserable Retail Slave. Join our goddamn group, bro. There's a bunch of crazy folk in there.
Yeah.
Bunch of goofy people. Shout out to Cindy Smith and Daryl Smith for joining this week. Those crazy folks. I love them.
Look at that.
Oh, my God. I bet they make sweet, special love to the sounds of our delightful voices. I can only imagine.
I can only imagine.
Right in my mind's eye, I can imagine. And it's getting me all hot. I wonder if they're on Mullet Passion. One can only hope. I was at the retail paradise that gainfully employs me the other day.
Oh, you don't say no.
I don't say no. I refuse to say no.
Say it now.
Hey now, hey now.
Hey now, hey now.
No dream, it's over.
Hey now, hey now.
Little crowded house for your dumb ears.
That's right, it is crowded house.
It is crowded house. Not to be confused with that Bob Saget, Jesse Stamos, Dave Coulier, I'm doing Bullwinkle, asshole. That's Full House.
He's the funniest guy I know. He's Ranger Joe.
Is that Dark Matter?
Cut it out.
Fuck everybody on that show. Especially Stephanie Tanner. Yeah. Hey, girl, hey. So I was at the retail paradise that gainfully employs me the other day.
Uh-huh.
And it was late at the night. You ever been out in the world when it was dark times?
One time. Scared the shit out of me.
Ugh.
Never again.
It'll give you the heebie-jeebers right to your soul. Goosebumps that'll never fade.
Mm-hmm.
So this was what was happening. You know, one of my employees was opening up the back door because there was a truck coming in.
Opening up the back door.
That's not a euphemism. Maybe in your household, you freak. But, you know, he's opening up the back door because there's a delivery. And he's like, oh, my gosh, there's people dumpster diving.
What?
Dumpster diving. Oh. There was a whole clan of dumpster diving folk.
Oh, wow. Were they, like, doing it to be like, oh, we went dumpster diving last night? Or were they actually dumpster diving?
No, they were hardcore, serious divers.
Hmm.
So we open up the back door, and they start scurrying like rats. One of them had on one of those miner helmets with a headlamp on it.
Well, you got to see what you're diving
for. She was holding on to something and running furiously like she was going to get tased or something. Which, by the way, in Michigan, dumpster diving is completely legal.
Oh, it is?
As it should be, because you're responsible for any dumb diseases that you get on your stupid, gross bodies.
Sure.
Ugh. And, you know, you might say to me, well, they're just trying to feed their families. They're poor. No, this is in a rich town, and they were screaming, we're just trying to feed our pets.
Were they really?
Get out of this town, you gross.
Did they really scream that?
Yeah.
We're just trying to feed our pets?
Yeah. Get out of here. I saw a show on, like, the TLC channel.
Yeah.
It used to be called the Learning Channel. Now it's...
Just TLC?
The Let's Crap channel.
Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls channel?
Yeah. Okay. Tommy's a stand-up comedian. Everybody clap for him. So.
No, keep going.
They used to have, like, educational program on there, and then they decided, no, this isn't working, so let's have Fat Honey Boo Boo and all this shit on.
That worked.
It worked. Let's get those ratings with this junk TV.
And little people.
Little people. I was watching a show on there, and I don't remember why I was watching it. I think it had to... I don't know. Let's not speculate. But anyways, the show, I don't remember what it was called, but a family of two, a couple, invited their entire family over for dinner. They cooked this immaculate meal. Everybody's eating. Midway through the meal, the lady and man looks at their family and goes, by the way, this is a dumpster meal. We got all this food from the dumpster and cooked it for you, and everybody started throwing up everywhere. It was fantastic. What a horror show. Well, I mean, as real as reality TV can get.
Nice.
Just the thought of it.
I'd throw up. Would you throw up?
I would probably throw up. How's that? How's the taste of maggots in your mouth, huh?
Yeah.
How's that feel for you? Yeah. Num, num, num.
This is gross.
Well, the world is gross. I'm just reporting the facts on this gross, nasty world.
I hope our listeners aren't eating.
I hope Cindy and Daryl Smith aren't freaking dumpster divers eating all those maggot meals. You know, the other day, somebody posted on your Facebook wall of your BFF, your man crush, that Jason Isbell.
Yeah.
You love him.
Yes, I do.
He was on NPR, All Songs Considered. Did you watch that video?
No, I haven't watched it yet. I meant to watch it at the gym last night, and I forgot.
Oh, you forgot. It plumb tuckered, slipped your dumb mind.
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
But I did remember today, and I was like, oh, I'm going to watch it tomorrow at the gym. So.
Well, I did watch it, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it was more than pretty good, but okay.
Right. Okay, I have a point, though. So when I was done watching it, I scrolled down to see who else was on there, and there was a band that caught my eye.
Oh, nobody matters but Isbell.
Yeah, this one doesn't matter. It just caught my eye because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It's a band called Fragile.
Uh-huh.
Fragile Rock.
Oh, no.
Fragile Rock.
Ew.
Does it remind you of anything?
Fraggle Rock?
Thank you. This is a band that has puppets, and they sing emo songs with their puppets.
Oh, that sounds
Fragile
terrible.
Rock. Fragile Rock.
Sounds terrible.
I couldn't believe it. These silly fuck puppets are just kind of singing. And at one point, the singer that looks like the Cure guy throws his puppet into the audience, and they body surf the stupid puppet. And it's a real wild scene, man. Fragile Rock.
That sounds terrible.
I hope we can get them on the podcast, this Fragile Rock. Could we?
Just
I think.
Bully them into quitting music.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, Fragile Rock isn't your cup of tea.
No, not at all.
I can't imagine my dad listening to Fragile Rock.
Nope, probably not.
Dads tend to listen to something called dad rock, don't they?
What's dad rock?
I don't know. You tell me.
Dad rock is, I think you got to be wearing a sleeveless shirt, but not a sleeveless shirt that you cut off, like a sleeveless shirt you actually bought.
Oh, yeah.
Jorts.
Jorts, absolutely.
White socks.
Mm-hmm. Pulled up to your knees.
Sandals or New Balances. Yeah. Not even New Balances. It just have to be some white shoe that you don't need.
Some white shoe with some awkward letter
on
it.
Some graphics on it, yeah. Yeah.
It's got the leather A on it. Oh, this is A shoe, that's why. Right, that's a brand I love.
Get your jorts, get your white socks, get your sandals or... Yeah, and then put on Foreigner and listen to some dad rock.
Yeah, so dad rock is really any song from the 70s these days. However, I would extend that. Like, dad rock is also any Metallica song after Enter Sandman.
Sure.
Before Enter Sandman on the And Justice for All album, not dad rock.
No, yeah,
not dad rock. Don't understand what I mean? Look up Enter Sandman and then listen to And Justice for All.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me That's What I Desire.
Total dad rock. Groups of dads all across this world. What's a group of, a khaki of dads? That's what you call several dads together, a khaki. They all flock together in a herd when they hear this stuff, man. Mm-hmm. So, like, you nominated this first song.
The pioneer song of dad rock.
The pioneer song of dad rock. And you mentioned Foreigner. This is hot-blooded. And, I mean, all you have to do is just... Because the lyrics never make sense, really. Right. Oh, there's going to be a stupid fucking and. The lyrics never really make sense. They're kind of, sort of, maybe about sex... Possibly,
yeah,
maybe. Or maybe about a hot just chick
getting his heart pumping,
or maybe it's just about a cool car, daddy-o. You know, you just never know.
That's right. Yeah, I really think this is the one that kicked it off. Oh yeah.
I mean, listen to that guitar.
You got to do the. You got to either do air drums or air guitar,
or snap your fingers, you know,
and nod.
Yeah. And you got to have your headphones on, but the big ones, not earbuds. Oh, my God.
You know what another good dad rock band is? REO Speedwagon.
Oh,
dad rock.
Absolutely. All you guys out there, do you feel yourself growing this giant bristly mustache right now? This big tuft of hair that looks like a wire brush under your nose? That you're turning into a dad. You certainly are. Oh my God, I can't anymore with this. See, you're dadding it out over there too.
I wanna know.
You're gonna cut.
What you doing after the
you gonna
show.
Cut the crust off your sandwich tomorrow too, Dad? Over there, gonna flock together with the other khakis.
Yeah, dad rot. Is there any bands nowadays that are dad rot?
Oh, Nickelback.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I didn't think about that one.
That's prime dad. Creed was prime dad.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's some good stuff.
And the thing about those two bands, they didn't start out as dad rock. Their first album or so, not dad rock. All of a sudden, they decided, you know, we got to appeal to all the khakis of dads out there. if we can get to the hat into the hive mind of dad, we've got it made,
if we
bro.
Can get Rex to like us.
Rex likes us. Then Eddie likes us.
Then Mark.
Then Carl will like us. Once we get Carl,
gotta get
the
Bob.
World is ours. Dad rock, totes.
I like it. Give us some ideas of what your favorite dad rock songs are in the Facebook group. How about that?
Yeah, how about that? You like that dad rock? I don't know. Man, this episode kind of flew by real quick.
It was a good one.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like what happened?
Uh-huh.
We are on the Couch Party app. If you have a Android device, we're on there with the retail. No. Welcome to Randyville.
Oh.
Couch Party. Let's get drunk and talk comics.
Let me tell you.
Jake and Tom Conquer the World, which I'm going to be on that like soon again.
Oh, yeah? Penrose versus everybody.
Turned in a very subpar performance, but.
You did.
Oh, please. I better than everyone else on that dumb show. Penrose versus anybody. Mixed Feelings Podcast. Hey, girls. Hey. And I think that's it.
Nerd Rage.
And we're also on nerdapotamus.net with Hello Creeps, Pizza and Pop, Buttershucks, a.k.a. Shutterbugs, Let's Get Drunk and Talk Kamings, CBFU, Alchemist, and if I forgot you, you don't matter.
Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics is on both?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Those backward country raccoon-eating folk got us on the nerdapotamus.net.
Well, look at that.
So we should probably thank them, huh?
Yeah.
By showing them some respect. Not bloody likely, bro. Not bloody likely. We'll probably be back next week.
Oh, probably. Don't get me excited.
I know. You would love to just sleep your life away, huh? And Tommy will be less weird.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm
trying to turn the weird on.
You're trying to turn the weird on. Maybe you will have more to talk about next week.
Yeah.
More the input rather than sit there and chew on your fingernails and eat your knuckles.
Well, I'm starting to embrace the eccentrism.
The what?
I'm an eccentric now, so.
Okay. Oh, is that what you are?
Mm-hmm.
An eccentric, huh?
Yeah, it's okay. Happening.
All right.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, this is Fragile Rock. This is called Socks Are Murder.
Argyle is a lie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
They'll never make it to Dad Rock.
Not Dad Rock status. This is Quirky College Kid. Like, I love Fragile Rock. Yeah, me too. No, you don't. You guys don't love that.
Yeah, that's pretty much the worst.
Yeah. Socks Are Murder, folks. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.